From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Safety has always been a strong selling point for cars. But in the era of orange alerts and heightened security, America's automakers are betting that drivers will go for full protective armor. GM is introducing a Cadillac DeVille capable of deflecting bullets on the fly. Lincoln has a new Town Car BPS, that's Ballistic Protection Series, because it can protect drivers from a grenade or an AK-47 rifle attack. And not to be outdone, BMW recently unveiled its 760 high security vehicle, which, among other things, can be hermetically sealed in a gas attack. Joining us now to talk about this trend is Chubba Chetta. He's editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine. He joins us from Detroit. Chubba, how does all this armor work?
Well, there's a number of parts of the car that you have to take care of to protect it against an attack. Number one, you've got to armor the car against bullets, which means usually using ceramic and Kevlar armor behind the sheet metal, in the doors, in the front and rear bulkheads to keep bullets from going through the sides of the car. Then you've got to replace all the glass with bulletproof glass, which is usually multiple layers of very high-strength glass laminated together. You end up with a pane that's anywhere from 1 to 2 inches thick. Then you've got to seal the gas tank somehow, because it doesn't do you any good to be in a bulletproof car if a bullet's gone through the gas tank and you're stalled because all your gas is run out. And then you have to do something with the tires. And usually what they do is they put a band of plastic within the tire so that even if it loses all of its air, the tire stays on the rim and there's something to roll on and it gives you a chance to get away.
How effective is all this armor?
Well, it depends what you're attacking them with. I think the idea is often that they don't have to be perfectly effective, because you're not going to stand still and get shot at 100 times. If these vehicles can give you a little bit of time by deflecting 5 or 10 or 15 bullet hits, hopefully by the time the rest would come along, you're out of there. And a little bit of time is better than no time at all, and that's really all they can promise.
Is there a civilian market for these vehicles here in the U.S.?
Well, it's something that we haven't faced too much of in the United States, fortunately. And the place where this has occurred most of the time has been in Europe or in less developed countries. But in Europe through the 80s and 90s, there was actually a spate of hijacking of corporate executives from various and sundry terrorist groups. And that's where these types of vehicles were more popular. So far, we haven't faced much of it. But with the recent terrorist attacks and the prospect of war, a number of corporate executives are concerned that they could become the target of terrorist attacks. Perhaps their companies are doing business with countries that the terrorists don't like. And we're seeing sales of these things pick up, which is why companies like Lincoln are getting involved. The market is out there.
Are they really selling security here, or to some extent, are they selling peace of mind?
They're probably selling a little bit of both, actually. Certainly, we understand that a lot of the buyers for these vehicles are limo companies that offer them for rent to people to use in high-profile nights. Apparently, bulletproof limos are a very hot feature being lined up for the Oscars coming up later on this month. So in that case, I think we're buying a lot of peace of mind.
Will Car and Driver test one of these vehicles?
We probably will. We'll try and get one. We'd like to see how well the armor plating works.
Well, how do you plan to test that?
Well, there's a lot of car guys who also like to shoot, and we would put the vehicle to the test if the car company lets us. We do kind of need their permission, you understand. If we take back the vehicle full of bullet holes, they won't be happy if it's a surprise.
Thank you, Chubba.
Anytime.
Chubba Chetta is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver magazine.